warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. On behalf of Islamia College, Masjid al-Furqan, and the extended family, I would like to wish all Jumu'ah Mubarak. It serves me great pleasure to introduce our guest speaker for today, who is none other than Sheikh Saadullah Khan, the CEO of Islamia College. Without any further ado, I present to you Sheikh Saadullah Khan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العلي العظيم وقال النبي حبيبنا المصطفى صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه الصيام جنة وهو حصن من حصون المؤمن أو كما قال صدقت يا رسول الله. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. All praise is due to our Creator, our Cherisher, our Nourisher, and our Sustainer. We bear witness there is none worthy of worship but Allah. We bear witness we believe in all the prophets who came throughout history. And we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam, is the final of all the emissaries of Allah. Respected elders, educators, a'imma, brothers and sisters, respected youth, I greet you with the Islamic universal greeting of peace. May the peace, the mercy, and the blessings of Allah be upon each and everyone present at this auspicious hour of Jum'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. In this first Friday, first Jum'ah of Ramadan, we bid each one of you a Ramadan Kareem and Ramadan Mubarak. In Islam, the social, the economic, the political, the private, the public, the psychological, the physical, the spiritual aspects of our existence intermingle, and they intermingle in consistent synergy in a cohesive manner. And they synergize with our iman or with our faith, because for a Muslim, no part of our lives are divorced from our faith. No part of our lives are divorced from our faith. So when it comes to our worship, to ibadah, whether people can observe our worship, such as standing in prayer for salah, or the giving of charity through zakah, or the performing of the rituals of the pilgrimage of Hajj, or whether people cannot observe our ibadah, such as fasting, all of these are done fi ta'atillah, in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the outset, let me emphasize the verse of the Holy Quran with which I began, and acknowledge the fact that the pursuit of taqwa is the primary objective of our fasting. And Allah says in the Holy Quran in Surah Baqarah, يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed to those before you in order that you may attain Allah consciousness, in order that you may pursue righteousness, in order that you may attain unto taqwa. Now the pursuance of taqwa, as we admit, is the primary objective of our fasting according to this verse of the Holy Quran. However, for today, I want us to reflect on the multidimensional benefits of fasting. And I do so specifically to conscientize ourselves about how siyam is not only religiously obligatory, but also a uniquely physical, moral, and spiritual treatment for improving ourselves, in fact, all aspects of ourselves. And for that reason, I look at the other dimensions of fasting, remembering that the pursuit of taqwa is the primary objective. But the other benefits, the multidimensional benefits, I have broken it down into four brief categories. And of course, this is not comprehensive, it's not exhaustive, but just some dimensions thereof. When you look at the spiritual and moral dimension, spiritual and moral elements of fasting, we begin by realizing that above all, fasting is, after all, an act of obedience, of ta'atillah, and done in submission as ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And submission and commitment is based upon sincerity of intention, because actions by themselves are void of any blessings or any value, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, unless the intention is sincere. And we do our ibadat, and we do our fasting as one of the ibadat to gain the pleasure of Allah, to gain the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if that is the only reason and was to be the only reason for fasting, it would have been sufficient as a motivation for us to fast. But also, under the spiritual and moral dimension of fasting benefits, fasting is an act of acknowledging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the only master and also the sustainer of the universe. As we always remind ourselves, when we fast, there are three primary things we abstain from: food, drink, and intimacy. If everyone stopped eating and drinking all the time, we'll all die because of starvation or thirst. And if everyone was not to have intimacy, the generation after us won't come into existence. So that's why fasting is abstaining from the basic, absolute basic fundamentals of human existence. So when we stay away, it's not clothing or driving. It is abstaining in daylight from sunrise to sunset, from the basic fundamentals of life. And therefore, in doing so, we're acknowledging that we are keeping away from that which keeps us alive, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provides us that sustenance, and He has asked us to abstain from that for that period of time. Fasting is also an atonement, a kafara, if you wish, for our errors and our mistakes, an opportunity for tawbah. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sama Ramadan an imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Whoever fast, a due fast, with propriety, with faith and conviction, with the belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him or her for that fast, such a person will have all his or her past sins forgiven. May Allah count us among such people. Fasting also trains the believer to act in a way conscious of Allah. One of the dimensions of taqwa is the fear of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the pleasure of Allah gains reward. The displeasure of Allah has the consequence of the possibility of punishment. So if we volunteer, because don't forget it's obligatory, but I still choose to fast. That's why at night we read, نَوَيْتُ صَوْمَ غَدٍ عَنْ أَدَاءِ فَرْضِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. We read the niyyah. Allah knows we're going to fast. But why do we read the niyyah? To internalize that intention that I'm doing this as an act of ibadah, that I'm intending to fast with all its rules and regulations. And therefore, it trains us to be conscious of Allah, but at the same time, to abstain from things and to realize if we can abstain from fundamentals of life, why can't we abstain from those things that are forbidden after fast, or even during fast, or in the month of fasting and the months beyond? But fasting is also a training in enhancing our capacity for sincerity. As we mentioned, unlike other acts of worship, you cannot observe the fasting person fasting. It's entirely based on self-restraint, on self-discipline. It's based on sincerity, on ikhlas. It's based on honesty, sidq, and on faithfulness. It also teaches virtues and values, akhlaq. It does not exclusively mean refraining from food and drink, but it also means refraining from wrongful acts, Some people, some ulama, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah said, Qaddasallahu sirrah, he said that there are different levels of fasting. Sawmul umum, or sawmul khusus, or sawmul khusus al-khusus. There are those who fast and just stay away from food and drink, and they do everything else. There are those who abstain from food and drink, but they also abstain from wrongfulness. That's a real fast. And the highest level of fasting, they abstain from food and drink, and not only do they abstain from halal, from haram rather, but they also abstain from even entertaining the idea of engaging the halal or the haram. So in other words, though they can eat the halal food in the day, they don't eat it. They shouldn't do haram at any time, they abstain from that even while they are able to do that as an act, a physical act, if they so wish. So that's why it's very important. It's not only abstaining from food and drink. مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعَ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَعَمِلَ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَ أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. A very famous hadith documented in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari. If a person does not abandon lying and falsifying things or cheating or undermining or backbiting and gossiping, Allah sees no reason why such a person gives up food and drink. In other words, it's not the abstention from food and drink, but also the abstention from wrongfulness. This spirit of Ramadan with its voluntary qiyam that we do, and the frequent increased recitation of the Quran, of course, we're supposed to recite Quran throughout the year, it provides a chance and an opportunity for spiritual revival, a kind of a spiritual overhaul, a period of spiritual upliftment, but a spiritual overhaul, a month training at least, to rejuvenate ourselves. And also, fasting is a form of jihad, of striving in the cause of Allah. A heightened level of discipline is required for fasting. And it grants us the ability, enhances our ability to master our needs, subdue our desires, and bring about sakina or tranquility in our lives. That is a spiritual and moral dimension. And of course, I've only mentioned 7 or 8 of them. There are many. Then you look at the psychological elements of psychological benefits of fasting. Fasting enhances the feeling of inner peace, the sakina which we're talking about, contentment, of optimism, of having hopefulness, of amal. Those feelings result from realization of Allah's pleasure, that whatever we go through life, ultimately we are accountable to Allah, and through whom and to whom our deeds will be reported, and to whom we'll be accountable and answerable. So the difficulty we endure is a temporary period. The goodness that we endure, the joy, is also temporary. Whatever situation we find ourselves in the world of Allah, being nourished and sustained by the bounties of Allah. It teaches us patience and perseverance, enhancing the feeling of moral accomplishment. You may have certain traits. Maybe you gamble, or maybe you have a bad habit, and you say, this is one thing I'm going to remove this year. And it grants you the capacity to achieve a degree of moral accomplishment. A moral accomplishment, provided you don't go back to the wrong that you have done before. It's also a means of voluntary abstinence. Don't forget you have a choice. You are Muslim, you're supposed to fast, but you do it out of choice. You choose to fast. That voluntary abstinence of lawful appetites, it leads you to appreciate the bounties of Allah. I can have water normally, whatever I want. We've got jugs of water. I was in Sheikh Ismail's office. They've got like 50 trays of water there, for example. But I don't touch it. Though it's there, but you abstain from it. But you realize all of this, the water, and he has some juice also there, by the way. It's all ni'am of Allah. So even when you break fast, there's ni'am of Allah. But also conscious of the reality, social consciousness, that there are people for whom, even when the time for fasting, when iftar comes, there's never an iftar for some people. So keep that also in mind. And also for the whole month of the year, Muslims go through different experiences that break the normal routine. And you can say what you want, however we pray, however weak our iman may be, there's a different consciousness, different mindset when you enter Ramadan. You'll find people who may have different levels. But somehow Ramadan, just the ambiance, the atmosphere of Ramadan, you can go to any mosque, anywhere in the world, in any community, And you find there's something different about Ramadan, something special. And that different from the norm, in other words, it gives you a opportunity for tkayyuf, in other words, for adaptation, how you can adapt. Sunday we were at a wedding. Saturday we were at a engagement. Suddenly this week we are fasting. So you can adjust from a mode where you are feasting to a mode where you go into abstinence completely. But the point I'm making is the capacity to adapt. Because one of the most difficult things for people is to change. Whether you're in management, for those who are in charge of institutions or businesses, the most difficult thing for staff is to change something. They'd rather do it the way it was. Don't change. Change is difficult. But this grants you the capacity to realize your ability to adapt. These are four or five of the psychological elements. Then comes to the social dimensions, which are numerous. One is, fasting promotes a spirit of unity and a sense of belonging with the larger Muslim community. I wish we all fasted in the whole region together, but that's another matter. I don't want to go into the fiqh debate. I just believe if people in the area saw the moon, whether in Zimbabwe or so, we should all agree upon it. Those boundaries which we have were not created by us. They are colonial boundaries. So, but that's beside the point. May Allah grant, blessing to all the ulama, and maybe come together and come to some sensible agreements about these things. But nonetheless, may Allah accept our fast and all those who are fasting whenever they started. But it's a sense of belonging. The fact that all over the world, Muslims are in a state of fasting. It's a month of Ramadan. You see? We may be now, it's morning here, midday here, it's nighttime in America, it may be the other night in India. We may be apart, or early morning, or late afternoon, but we are in the month of fasting. We make Maghrib, they're not making Maghrib over there, but we're in Ramadan, we're all in Ramadan together. We're all in Ramadan together. It's a month of unity and month of togetherness. Millions of Muslims all over the world fast during the fasting month of Ramadan, the ninth month of the Islamic lunar calendar, following the same rules of observances for the same reason, according to the same command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in following the same mission of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It also promotes a spirit of human equality. Fasting promotes a spirit of human equality before Allah. Whether you're male or female, whether you're rich or poor, because even the poor fast. Whether you're from whatever ethnic background, whether you experience deprivation or not, there are no special privileges to any group or any class. A sense of human equality. And therefore, charity is so important. They asked Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi once, which music is haram? So Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi said, the poet, he said, the sound of the spoons of the rich when they are eating, and the poor can hear the sound of the spoons. That music, that is haram. Fasting promotes a spirit of charity and sympathy towards the poor and the needy. A rich person may be able to imagine the suffering of the poor or think of the hunger. Yet, you somewhat appreciate the thirst of the thirsty and the hunger of the hungry during the month of Ramadan due to abstention for a period of time. And fasting promotes Islamic sociability. You are urged to invite others to break the fast, whether it be the orphans, whatever it may be, and you gather together at sunset. You can do it any time of the year, but there's some kind of a spirit of Ramadan that we motivate us to do this. And this provides an opportunity for socialization in a brotherly and as well in a spiritual atmosphere. Sometimes we gather, but it's more like a party mode. Here, it's a spiritual atmosphere. A socialization in a brotherly and a spiritual atmosphere. And therefore the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who feeds the fasting person, the rewards for the feeding the fasting person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept the dua of the one. Allah doesn't refuse the dua of the one who prays for the one who has fed him at the time of iftar. Then the physical and medical dimensions. A great deal has been written about the medical and health benefits of fasting, and scholars from all over, from different religious backgrounds, have written about this. But one of the things is, by fasting and even intermittent fasting, Part of the benefits is the elimination of harmful fatty substances from the bloodstream, helping to cure certain types of intestinal and stomach ailments, and of course, providing an opportunity for the renewal of body tissues. So it can be a kind of a month-long detox, provided you don't overindulge at iftar. With the digestive system on a month-long overhaul, your body naturally somewhat detoxifies, giving you the opportunity for a month-long detox and perhaps a continuous year of a healthier lifestyle beyond Ramadan. It also boosts people's mood, because sometimes when you're overeating, you tend to be moody and irritable. And it also provides a degree of mental clarity. Fasting can be a method of supercharging the brain, increasing the growth and development of brain cells, sharpening responses to information in the world around us. And studies have shown that fasting can also make the brain more resilient to stress, more adaptable to change, and can improve mood, memory, and even learning capacity. Mental function. You're likely to notice a mental change. Try to keep your temper in control, by the way. That's why the Rasul said, when anybody irritates you when you're in fasting, rather say, I'm fasting. Don't engage them in an angry mode. Fasting puts your body through a rejuvenation experience. And that rejuvenation provides an opportunity for precious vitamins and minerals to be digested when you do ingest them, and get rid of old tissues and toxins or undesirable materials. But also it improves, increases your willpower. Choosing to fast requires a mental strength and the ability to resist short-term gratification for long-term goals. When you choose to participate in such a challenging exercise and you succeed, you are likely to experience enormous gratification and a renewed sense of accomplishment. All of this with physical, psychological, and spiritual benefits, and of course, the eternal reward for your ibadah. I conclude by reminding of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authenticated by Imam al-Suyuti, that in pursuance of the ultimate objective of fasting, which is taqwa, is not to lose weight, not to detoxify. These are the byproducts. But the pursuance of the ultimate objective of fasting, taqwa, it is also a moral and spiritual and a protective shield for us. Fasting is a spiritual, moral, and a psychological shield for us. And the Rasul said in the hadith, which I leave you with, as-siyamu junnah. As-siyamu junnah. Fasting is a shield. Fasting is a mode of protection. وَوَحِسْنٌ مِّنْ حُصُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِ And it's like a fortress among the fortresses for the believers. And that's where the hadith of the Rasul said, in the same hadith, وَكُلُّ عَمَلٍ لِصَاحِبِ And for each person, they'll be rewarded according to what they have done. وَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ وَالصِّيَامُ لِي But fasting, that was done for me. وَأَنَا أَجْزِبِ And I'll personally reward you for that. May Allah accept our fast and grant us to achieve the objectives of fasting. May Allah enhance our capacity for taqwa, inshallah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah wa assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We say shukran to Sheikh Saadullah Khan for delivering such a beautiful khutbah discussing the different aspects of fasting and inspiring us to be conscious of our actions during this blessed month. We ask Allah to grant that we all benefit from this holy month, inshallah, ameen. The first adhan will be led by Abdullah Palika and the second by Ahmad Mukaddam. Bashirful will then lead the Jumu'ah Salah. Shukran, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Just allow me, inshallah, to read out the notes, inshallah, not too long. Alhamdulillah. We have started last night with our first Salatul Taraweeh, today being the first of our Ramadan, Siyam, the fasting, alhamdulillah, the day is almost done. First night is done. Ayyam ma'dudat, it's countable days. And so the days will go on. And if you see again, the month is done. You know. So inshallah, alhamdulillah, tarawih went well last night, smoothly. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a smooth month ahead. With the salat of tarawih, Sheikh Sa'adullah is giving the lecture to us 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes after the witr salah every night, inshallah. Allah grants his strength and health, inshallah, to be a benefit for us and an inspiration for us for many more years to come. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. And as many of the Muslims know, that the masjid do not go out for any donations or collections. We depend on the community, inshallah, to donate generously towards the upkeeping of the masjid. You know, the ID department, the WhatsApp messages, the YouTube, the salaries, amongst others, inshallah. So the masjid do accept the sadaqah in form of lillah and any the cash donations or best to donate, to deposit in the bank account, inshallah. The banking details is all over the media, inshallah. And also your zakah as well. The zakah will be distributed if it is donated towards the masjid. The masjid will make sure that the zakah is donated to the proper recipients, inshallah. The iktikaf arrangements will be made, inshallah, with a few people. So I think the iktikaf is open already online. The IT man just indicated it is open, inshallah. So they can book the iktikaf online also now, inshallah. And our Hufadh, Hafiz Zaim Raja, Qari Mubin Parker, Qari Munib Dawood, and Hafiz Farooq Stimmet, Hafiz Sufyan Borat, and Hafiz Mujahid Dali. Inshallah, the Khufad are leading us in the Salatu Tarawih. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the health and the strength. Amen, ya Rabbil Alameen, and make it easy for them. It's not an easy thing to stand in front of about 300, 400, or 1,000 people, or 3,000 people. It's not easy. For me, speaking in front of those people is not easy. That's why I'm stuttering all the time also. So the fitrah also as well. We ask the people, inshallah, to timelessly give the fitrah so that we can purchase the parcels and distribute it, inshallah. Even if it is a few days or a week before Eid, inshallah, we'd like to give it to the recipients, inshallah, way before the time. Jazakumullah khairan. Can we just ask the brothers to stand, inshallah, and to allow the people standing outside to come in? There's quite a few spaces inside in between. So can we fill the gaps? Jazakumullah khairan. Then the people standing outside can come to the front, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله.
الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله، اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون، واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله، اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. وقال النبي حبيبنا المصطفى صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه: الصيام جنة وهو حصن من حصون المؤمن. الصيام جنة وهو حصن من حصون المؤمن، وكل عمل لصاحبه، ويقول الله: والصوم لي وأن أجزي به، أو كما قال: صدقت يا رسول الله. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل، وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ورسولنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي: يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فقال الله تعالى مخبرا وآمرا قولا كريما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم طهر قلوبنا وأفكارنا وأقوالنا وأعمالنا من الرياء والفساد والنفاق وسوء الأخلاق. اللهم اغفر حينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشفي من تشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا ورزقا واسعا وقلبا شاكرا ولسانا ذاكرا وتوبة نصوحا وتوبة قبل الموت وراحة عند الموت والعفو عند الحساب والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم إنك عفو كريم حليم سميع بصير تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارزقنا واجبرنا واهدنا وعافنا واعف عنا وارحمنا يا رب العالمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.
Straighten the rows and fill all the gaps. Stand shoulder to shoulder.
الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكمل العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى، ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين، نبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وتسبيحنا وتهليلنا ودعاءنا وتراويحنا وجميع أعمالنا يا مولانا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا القليل، وسامحنا بالكثير، ولا تؤاخذنا بالتقصير، يا نعم المولى ويا نعم النصير. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.